Turkey flu, Valentine's Day, the Oscars, the BAFTAs, and my 30th anniversary of living with my northern git of a husband. I bought myself a beautiful string of mother of pearls, gave it to him indoors, and told him to give it back to me as a gift. He did. All he got was the pleasure of my acceptance speech. The wonders of marriage. 27th of February, 2007. Eating squirrel. Well, maybe it's something planetary, but today has been weird. Maybe it's because I knew I had to eat squirrel. Fergus Drennan came up from Herne Bay. He brought with him an assortment of wild herbs and mushrooms, and of course his dead squirrel. There are various rules about roadkill, one being that if you deliberately kill a wild creature, you can't eat it. But if you find it mangled in the curb, then it's all yours, baby. Badgers can feed a family of eight, and monkjack deer can feed a family of blue blood. When faced with the squirrel, I took a moment to decide whether or not I could actually put it in my mouth. Fergus brought in wild garlic, which upset all of us since it's blossomed 3 weeks earlier than it should. Global warming is the culprit. We had tiny little garlic shoots with their roots still on to garnish nettle ravioli, and squirrel and herb ragu with a tomato sauce. I'm sorry to say I couldn't put the little rodent into my mouth. I pretended and nibbled at the nettles, which was bitter but good, and even got my gums round a whole pile of wilted weeds. But I'm afraid, unlike Beth Ditto, lead singer of The Gossip, I did not grow up in Arkansas on squirrel pie. Must be the first time I didn't put something in my mouth.